As the temperatures plunge, they try to keep warm as best they can. Men, women, children, huddling around fires. These scenes were filmed by Belarus's Telegraph news agency near the border with Poland. Belarus says there are more than 2,000 refugees and migrants camped out here, with more arriving all the time. Belarusian authorities have just released these pictures.
It's a total catastrophe. So many women in the 8th or 9th month of pregnancy. We don't have other options. They'll probably be giving birth here. They don't want to leave the camp.
Poland, which released this footage, says there are up to 4,000 people near the border and more than 10,000 more across Belarus. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has asked Russian President Vladimir Putin to press the Belarusian leader to stop what she called the instrumentalization of migrants. But President Lukashenko's confident that he's got Moscow's backing, not least because two nuclear-capable Russian planes have practiced bombing runs in Belarus on Thursday. And as the German parliament hosted Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, there was no sign of tensions easing.
The European Union will expand and tighten its sanctions against Lukashenko's regime. This is what we'll decide at our foreign ministers' meeting in Brussels on Monday. Those people and companies actively involved in human trafficking will be further sanctioned, no matter where on the globe.
The EU says Minsk has been luring people from countries in the Middle East and encouraging them to cross into Poland and Lithuania to create chaos. Yusuf Atala fled Syria. He's now relatively safe in Poland. He was driven towards the border by Belarusian police, but he says he was also beaten.
Border guards come, followed us, and then they catch us, take an ease. We took an ease like this. In that way, there's a Belarus soldier just this side. He kicked me in the face with his foot. So I passed off about a couple minutes. Broke my nose and broke a bone in here, and my eyes are swollen like that.
After reports Brussels might target Aeroflot, the Russian airline denied any involvement in transporting undocumented migrants to Belarus. None of this political standoff does a thing to help the desperate families at the border, which Poland is preventing aid workers as well as journalists from reaching. At least 7 people have died here in recent months. There are real fears that number could grow. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.
Well, let's find out more with Esad Beg. He's joining us from near Kuznica. That's on the Poland-Belarus border. Esad, what are you seeing? What's the situation like where you are?
Well, you've just seen pictures from the Belarusian side of the border. Now, behind me is a checkpoint that marks the exclusion zone. Now, that was brought in when this country, Poland, brought in a state of emergency, that using powers that haven't been used in this country since communist rule. Now, journalists and aid workers are not allowed past that point. We've been seeing an increased military presence here as well. We've seen military vehicles on the road. We've seen military soldiers carrying guns patrolling the countryside here. We've been stopped several times and asked for our documents and even turned around. And we just don't know what the Polish authorities are doing to keep those people from crossing. Now, we are hearing reports that those people, up to their thousands now, are kind of trapped in that forest area between Poland and Belarus in what are freezing temperatures. We know that people are being beaten on the Belarusian side. We just don't know what the Polish authorities are doing to keep them out. We're talking to activists here inside Poland that are trying to help people, trying to get supplies to them. But again, there's an exclusion zone set up that encompasses around 184 villages and towns along the border region here. And Poland is still sticking to their guns and using very strong language, saying people won't cross into their country, blaming Belarus. But also the prime minister of this country saying that this has all been masterminded in Moscow.
Esad, just talk to us a little bit more about these wider sort of geopolitical dimensions as this crisis seemingly deepens.
Well, the Belarusian president, Alexander Lukashenko, he believes that Poland and Lithuania were behind efforts to delegitimize him inside Europe after Belarus's election last year. Belarus is under sanctions. They diverted a plane to arrest opposition activists. And the European Union now want to put further sanctions on Belarus. Now, he's trying to, the president there is trying to react, trying to put pressure on not only Poland, but also the European Union by getting these people, these vulnerable people from mainly from the Middle East, busing them to the border and forcing them to cross. And that's what we're hearing from people that have actually crossed. We spoke to someone today that had crossed in the last week, and he said that he was bused from Belarus to the border. They were told where the border fence was and where it was an easier place for them to cross, and they were forced to cross because they couldn't turn around. Now, this is putting pressure and increasing tensions between the European Union and Belarus, but also, as long as Moscow backs Belarus, there's not much that Poland can do because they have increased the number of troops that they have here and the number of police. But how long can they sustain this, blocking people, turning them around, stopping activists and journalists and aid workers going in trying to prevent people from crossing that border?
Okay, thank you so much. Asad Beg reporting from the Poland-Belarus border. Thank you.